Pakistan is facing one of its worst humanitarian crises after record rains and melting glaciers caused catastrophic floods there, affecting 33 million and people from a population of 228 million. The deluge has killed nearly 1,600 people so far, including more than 300 who died of waterborne diseases caused by stagnant water. The UN has warned of a health disaster looming in the worst affected areas. Now, we know that at the National Assembly, the US President said much about Pakistan is underwater and needs help. And Pakistan Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif thanked him for that mention. We talk about that this afternoon. We're joined by our guest, Dost Mohammed, lecturer in the International Relations of IR Department, University of Balochistan. Dost, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Walaikum salam. Thank you so much for having me in your program.
Shukran for joining us. So, did the US president really need to be thanked for the mention on Pakistan? Was it really a favor to the people of Pakistan that he mentioned them in his speech?
Of course, as it is said that the U.S. president is the strongest man of the world. Giving such a statement by the Biden is really needed for Pakistan, particularly in this difficult and crunch time for Pakistan. As we know that climate change seems to be a bigger threat than traditional threat, because so far in 2022, it has caused $30 billion losses to the Pakistan. And it is very important for the listeners to share the knowledge that according to the Asian Development Bank, Pakistan every year loses nearly $14 billion. If we just make an estimation of the last 20 years, so it becomes $280 billion loss of the Pakistan. So definitely it is a huge loss and it is irreparable loss. And the world community needs to support Pakistan in such a crunch time.
Yes. Now tell us about the meeting between Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif and President of the United States, Joe Biden.
I think so. There are three very important areas. Like you have said that the top agenda, of course, will remain the floods in Pakistan. And Pakistan is seventh most vulnerable country to the climate change. As I have said that every year Pakistan loses $14 billion due to the climate change incidents. So therefore, Pakistan, of course, it is also very much important for the policymaker of Pakistan to politicize the climate change incidents in Pakistan, because Pakistan only contributes just 1% greenhouse emission gases, but it is one of the seventh most vulnerable country. So this would be the first agenda. Second, we know that Pakistan economy is crumbling. Pakistan economy is in difficulties. Pakistan needs foreign assistance. U.S. Remains one of the largest, the contributor of the assistance as far as Pakistan's economy is concerned. Thirdly, the U.S. Pakistan has remained a very crucial player for the U.S. as far as the U.S. geostrategic interest in the regions are concerned, because Biden administration has also approved 450 million scale of F-16 equipment to Pakistan. I believe that these three areas are very much important. First and foremost is flood and climate change. Second, economic stability in Pakistan. Third, how can Pakistan serve the U.S. geostrategy?
Yes. Now, in terms of this meeting with Shahbaz Sharif and Biden, can this be looked upon as any change from the previous presidency in Pakistan, Imran Khan, and his attitude to the United States of America?
We can see that Biden is the first, that he has met first time with the premier of Pakistan. Last time, like we have discussed about Imran Khan, that he has accused the U.S. of toppling his regime. I personally believe that it is a good initiative for the both countries, because both countries need each other assistance desperately. Pakistan, I have said before as well that Pakistan has served the U.S. interests since 1947, and Pakistan still is a very much important player for the U.S. Similarly, U.S. is also the largest import and export market for Pakistan, and Pakistan can never ignore the importance of the U.S. Their geostrategic and geoeconomic interests are intertwined, and they both desperately.
Yes. What is the latest with regards to the flood relief? What is the current situation in Pakistan with regards to the waters that have become stagnant in various parts of the Sindh and other provinces?
I myself have witnessed the devastation caused by the flood, particularly in Balochistan. I have been in contact with my friends, those who are living in Sindh. But unfortunately, this is not the first time that Pakistan has been witnessing devastation caused by the flood. Floods have been occurring since 1947, and this is the 28th time that Pakistan has been witnessing. But so far, 33 million people have been affected by the flood, and this is the first time in the history of Pakistan that the majority of the people have been affected by the flood. And so far, nearly 1,600 people have been died because of the flood. And this is because flood is not only causing economic loss, and it is also causing the humanitarian loss, and it is also causing the cultural loss. And people, are stranded, and they are in desperately require the assistance for the international community. So far, the U.S. has just, I think so, granted nearly $500 million. This is not enough. And like President Biden unveils nearly $3 billion funds for the negotiating debts of the vulnerable nations. That is not enough for, assistance. I think so, in the upcoming United Nations General Assembly, the climate incidents occurred in Pakistan will remain a top priority for Pakistan, and Pakistan will politicize the climate change incidents in Pakistan. And this is also, the basic need for the Pakistan to politicize the climate change, because Pakistan does not, Pakistan is, U.S. is the largest emitter of the greenhouse emission gases. But on the other hand, Pakistan appears to be the most vulnerable country due to the climate change.
Yes. On the other front, we know that earlier in the week, a court in Pakistan has ordered that the terrorism charges against former Prime Minister Imran Khan for his remarks against a female judge and senior police officers be dropped. What is the latest on that front?
Imran Khan, comparison of Imran Khan with the other political leaders, there is a big difference. Imran Khan seems to be giving a bit of time to us, that we know that power corridor lies over there. Imran, if he's going to criticize every institution, including military establishment, definitely he will face the music. Now he's facing the music.
Yes, so those are the various issues relevant in Pakistan. We appreciate your time, Dost Mohammed. Shukran jazilan, jazakumullah khair, shukraya for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So that was our guest joining us from Pakistan, Dost Mohammed, talking about Shahbaz Sharif thanking Biden for the mention at his address, the meeting with Biden, the floods, as well as issues relevant to Imran Khan. Those are the things that we've looked at. And yes, Pakistan in a dire situation. That stagnant water just seems to be going nowhere. And we make dua to the Almighty that the water gets drained into the earth or evaporated into the sky, and that people's livelihoods can continue. You know, people are just sitting, they have nothing to do, water on the right, water on the left, homes washed away, just sitting there waiting. Waterborne diseases becoming prevalent, as we know now, 400 have died because of waterborne diseases. Where do you take your children? Imagine having a child sick, flies sitting on the child, and you don't know where to take the child for treatment because of the limited options in that regard. May Allah make it easy.